Yeah, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with football this morning. Bafana Bafana have been dealt with some injury concerns in their camp ahead of World Cup qualifiers against Lesotho and Benin. So this is what we have. Aubrey Modiba, Patrick Masonganye, both out. Aubrey is expecting the birth of his first child. Patrick is out, injured, replaced by Undamulelo Pangule and Uvuyo Letlapa. Now, Bafana Bafana have been in very good form internationally with 4 wins from their last 5 matches. First up, of course, is Lesotho on Friday. Bafana Bafana boss Hugo Bruce says he understands why his neighbors will be fired up for the clash.
We know that it will be tough and difficult games. First of all, with Lesotho. Lesotho is really a team. They're fighting for each other. They're fighting for each meter and every ball. And they are playing against South Africa. So I think they can always do something more against South Africa than against other teams.
Yeah, so F1 news, McLaren head to China with the win from the first race of the season in Australia. Lando Norris, of course, won the race, while defending champion Max Vosumuze Verstappen ended up in second place. Now, despite his concerns earlier in the week, Red Bull's Verstappen knows they have to try and keep in touch with McLaren.
The gap is big, I know that. That is not going to disappear from here to the next race, but we have to try and stay close.
And then, interesting one coming from the Players Union, co-founded by Novak Djokovic in the world of tennis. They have begun a legal action against tennis governing bodies, assigning anti-competitive practices and a blatant disregard for player welfare. So it is a 163-page lawsuit, and it criticizes the player's schedule, ranking systems, and control over image rights. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.